News. I'm John Scott. Ahead of Hurricane Milton, the 11 Florida counties under mandatory evacuation orders are home to about 5.9 million people. Two Florida counties, DeSoto and Marion, have ordered residents who live in mobile homes, RVs, modular-type homes, and low-lying areas to get out. The destruction left behind by Helene could alter the outcome of the presidential election. Given that storm's impact on more than 1 million battleground state residents weeks before Election Day. More from Bernie Bennett.
Far more Republican than Democratic voters live in the part of North Carolina that was devastated in late September by the historic hurricane that tore through the mountains and valleys surrounding Asheville. With less than a month until voters decide between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump, state election officials are putting procedures in place to make it easier for those affected by the storm to vote. Residents in the region remain without electricity and water. North Carolina's election officials said Monday that it has affected early voting, absentee voting, and election day procedures. In a phone briefing Monday afternoon, state election officials said up to 10 of 62 early voting sites across the region could be reduced due to damage from the hurricane or road closures. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNews.com, the Israeli military sent more ground troops into southern Lebanon and that a senior Hezbollah commander was killed in an airstrike. Retired Admiral James Stefridis says if Israel decides to launch a retaliatory strike against Iran, he would advise they ignore, for now, Iran's nuclear program and focus on the country's military-industry complex.
It's just a much easier target set. The Israelis can absolutely do that on their own. This is, for my money, not the moment for a strike on the nuclear facilities.
Admiral Stavridis interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. The Chinese government is doing some redecorating.
Communist authorities have been going into churches all across the country and replacing Christian images with pictures of President Xi Jinping or Chairman Mao Zedong. Crosses, crucifixes, pictures of Christ, they're all being pulled down and taken away, and the message is clear. Nothing is above the Communist Party in China. It's all part of an effort by the government to exert greater control over religion and every aspect of life in the giant country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
People are flooding into Europe's iconic churches, but not for worship. Tourism surging in the wake of the pandemic, and clergymen are struggling to find ways to accommodate both the faithful and the millions of increasingly secular visitors. A developing strategy is to have parishioners and tourists go separate ways, with services held in discrete places, visits barred at worship times, or altogether different entrances. This is SRN News. Cities across the U.S. will have a 10-year deadline to replace lead pipes.
President Joe Biden is expected to travel to Milwaukee, Wisconsin today and announce a final EPA rule that requires drinking water systems across the country to identify and replace lead pipes over a decade. The 10-year period won't start for another 3 years. To help communities comply, the Environmental Protection Agency is making available an additional $2.6 billion for drinking water infrastructure and is awarding $35 million in competitive grants for programs to reduce lead in tap water. Donna Water, Washington.
For the first time in more than a century, Chinook salmon are swimming freely along the Klamath River and its tributaries near the California-Oregon line. That development comes just days after the largest dam removal project in U.S. history was completed on October 2nd. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.